Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Vaibhavi Ranjan. Today is Tuesday, 12th of March, and here's all you need to know before market opens. Domestic benchmark indices are likely to witness a lackluster session today as trends in the GIFT Nifty hint towards a muted start for the broader index with a gain of 23 points. Indian benchmarks snapped a two-day winning run as they fell from the record highs in the previous session. Investors exhibited caution ahead of the release of US and India inflation data due later today. At close, the Sensex was down 0.8% at 73,502, while the Nifty fell 0.7% to 22,332. On the daily charts of the Nifty 50, analysts observed that the index had not witnessed follow-through buying interest after a decisive breakout. Rather, the index is seen witnessing selling pressure at higher levels. This, according to analysts, could result in the Nifty slipping back into the consolidation zone between 22,100 to 22,600. Likewise, the expectation of moves on the upside are fading away in the absence of strength from the key heavyweights of the index. In terms of level, 22,224 to 22,167 is seen as the crucial support zone for the Nifty 50, while 22,530 to 22,600 is the immediate hurdle zone from a short-term perspective. Shifting focus to today's trading session, here are some stocks that will remain in the limelight. Shares of ITC will be in focus amid reports that British American Tobacco is planning to sell up to $2 to $3 billion shares of the conglomerate in block trades this week. KFintech will also be in the radar following reports that Kotak Mahindra Bank will likely sell a 2% stake in the company worth rupees 218 crores through block deals today. Lastly, a slew of companies including HG Infra, Jupiter Wagons and Rail Vikas Nigam will also be buzzing after bagging significant orders. Now it's time to shift our focus towards global markets and how they fared so far. Wall Street indices largely fell for a second straight time overnight as the rally in tech stocks hit a speed breaker ahead of the release of the inflation data. The S&P fell 0.1%, while the tech-heavy Nasdaq lost 0.4%. However, the Dow Jones Industrial Average bucked the trend and closed 0.1% higher. Tracking the trend, markets in Asia-Pacific also started mixed. Japan's corporate inflation rate for February rose to 0.6%, beating the 0.5% expected by economists polled by Reuters and climbing from January's print of 0.2%. A strong inflation reading paves the way for the Bank of Japan to raise rates, which weighed on Japan's equity markets. As a result, the Nikkei 225 slipped for a second straight day, losing 1.1%, while the broad-based topics was down 1.4%. In Australia, the S&P ASX 200 rose 0.3% in early trade, while South Korea's KOSPI also rose marginally higher by 0.2%. The small-cap KOSDAQ climbed 0.55%. Meanwhile, the futures tied to Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index also hinted towards a higher open. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Aditya Agarwal of Invest for Edu, who shares his outlook for the Indian market ahead of the release of the key inflation prints of India and the US.
Investors' focus will now shift to the US and the Indian inflation data that is expected to be released on March 12th, Tuesday. What does this mean for the Indian and the global markets? Let's understand. Since the Indian inflation is not anticipated to be a shocker, therefore it could be a non-event for the Indian markets. However, Heading into the inflation data, markets have already cooled off a bit, both the Indian and the US markets. Therefore, all eyes will be on the US inflation because Fed's next steps will be determined by the inflation numbers that are scheduled to be released on March 12th. Expectations are for a monthly increase of 0.4%, and the inflation rate for 2024 may now touch 3%, up from forecast of 2.9% in January. US inflation, however, fell sharply from nearly 9% in June 2022 to 3.1% in Jan 2024. Investors have all but ruled out a rate cut when the Fed releases its next policy announcement on March 20th, with 97% of them expecting status quo. Talking of the inflation rate, is expected to remain within the RBI's tolerance range of 2 to 6% for the sixth consecutive month in February. Very little fluctuation from January's 5.1% is expected in the month of February. The Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation will publish retail inflation numbers and IIP data for January on March 12th at 5:30 p.m. Any unexpected spike in the US inflation could impact the positive sentiments and trigger further correction as expectations of early rate cuts dwindle. However, data in line with expectations may ease the nerves of market participants and push the US markets higher and possibly a trigger of rally in the Indian markets as well.
That's all from our side today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great day. We will catch you on Wednesday at the same time.